local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And one more time for not just this evening, but this week. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Typically got Joe and Austin in the studio here, but it's Austin and Steve today. If you are just joining us over these past couple days, that is, Joe has been dealing with a bad case of the sniffles, so he will be, he's just taking a chill pill. It's all right. He's been quite a trooper, and I appreciate Steve for stepping up these past couple days. Steve, how are you today, sir?
I am doing great. Poor old Joe. Unfortunately, he was very congested.
Oh, bless his heart.
He'll take the weekend and maybe feel better on Monday.
Hopefully so. 6:12, we'll dive right into our top three stories, starting with the U.S. has launched retaliatory strikes on Iranian-backed targets in Iraq and Syria. There was confusion in initial reporting about the complicated battle space and if the U.S. was actually involved. Of course, the strikes come after the drone attack from Iranian-backed militias that led to the deaths of three U.S. service members in Jordan.
Yes, CENTCOM says it conducted airstrikes against those targets in Syria and Iraq. The statement goes on to say CENTCOM used long-range bombers in the attack that started about 4 p.m. Eastern, and also other assets, dropping about 125 precision bombs. The targets included munition centers and intelligence offices located with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. The strikes come after the drone attack from Iranian-backed militias who led to the deaths of three U.S. service members in Jordan. No response yet we're hearing from Iran on this. That's going to be the next interesting point.
Absolutely. And we keep hearing about, as you've heard, a common theme here is those three lives lost in Jordan. And they have been, or they are being returned to the U.S. today. The three Army Reserve soldiers were killed by the Iranian-made drone, and the soldiers were Sergeant William Rivers of Carrollton, Specialist Kennedy Sanders of Waycross, and Specialist Brianna Moffitt of Savannah.
Well, Israel's military says it's going to take its offensive farther south in the Gaza Strip's southernmost city. Israeli forces claim to have dismantled Hamas in the city of Khan Yunis, I think, after weeks of heavy bombardment. This comes as negotiators from Qatar say Hamas has given its initial positive confirmation to a proposed deal that would release hostages during a pause in the Gaza war.
Yeah, so we got three and a half top stories today.
Yeah.
We already had a slate ready to go, and then, man, with the news of that retaliatory strike is just unbelievable. Just about 6:15 here, we will get a quick check of the roads and weather. I wish I could say what I usually say, and that's that, oh, there's not much to report on. Unfortunately, that's not the case. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you are traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got some very minor issues there, nothing too severe. Also, if you are traveling, what's this here? If you are traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway, just past South Fairfield Drive, we've got a lot of congestion in that area. No confirmation of if that is caused by an accident yet. It's actually congestion going both ways, where, let's see here, Athens Avenue meets Gulf Beach Highway. So if you are traveling either direction near that road there, we've got some issues. That sounds like it may be an accident. We will keep you informed. Speaking of accidents, we've got issues going both ways as well on North Blue Angel Parkway near Bankhead Drive. That is near the intersection with Mobile Highway, just around the corner of that intersection there. So we've got heavy backups going both ways in that area as well. Outside of that, Gulf Breeze Parkway looking good. Same can be said about Navarre Parkway a bit further east. And the only other problem you're going to have is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we've still got some backups over that bridge as well.
Well, check out the forecast for the weekend. Better make your plans for tomorrow because it'll be nice. Mostly sunny, high about 65 degrees. So if you're heading toward the Navarre Beach Mardi Gras Parade, should be nice. But clouds moving in later in the day, and tomorrow night down to about 54 degrees with breezy conditions and rain moving in. And on Sunday, showers, some heavy, windy, high about 66 degrees. In Pensacola right now at 61, temperatures dropping a bit. Gulf Breeze 58 degrees. Milton also has 58. News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable.
Yeah, all right. So luckily the weather's getting a bit more forgiving mean, it's been hot in this newsroom today. I don't know about you over there, Steve.
It's kind of warm in here.
Yeah, but mine is kind of toasty. 616, moving on to some local headlines here. After their ninth negotiation last night, there's still no contract for teachers in Santa Rosa County. The teachers union wanted a 4.86% pay raise, while the school district offered just a 4.1% raise. The school board is planning to hold another executive session to discuss the union's latest offer, and both sides will be heading back to the bargaining table February 12th.
And here's what the teachers had to say.
The district has received probably more than a $9.4 million increase in discretionary funding over last year, and that's the number they gave us. It's not a number that I came up with. And that is the biggest increase in discretionary funding from one year to the next, as long as I've been on the negotiations team, which has been at least 10 years.
And as Austin said, both sides are heading back to the bargaining table on February the 12th to hash it out.
Yes. Yeah. Steve, did you, by any chance, that audio clip that you just played, do you have the name of the person who was speaking there?
Unfortunately, I do not.
It sounded like David Godwin. I know he's pretty, he's a pretty powerful voice when it comes to like the local teacher stuff in this area. I don't know if that was him, but if it is, I had him for a freshman year geometry, I think it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Escambia County deputies are looking for a missing 66-year-old man. Charles Edward Garnham was last seen on the 300 block of West Herman Street last Friday. The sheriff's office has posted a photo of the man on their Facebook page. If you have any information on his location, you should or you are asked to contact them.
Well, investigators in Eufaula, Alabama say a destined man died in a single-engine plane crash this morning. The plane was found near the north runway of the Eufaula Municipal Airport, and it's believed to have happened about 1 a.m. in the morning. The pilot was identified as 35-year-old Nathan O'Donnell. The FAA and the NTSB are both investigating.
My goodness. And starting this August, the National Hurricane Center will be releasing an updated cone of uncertainty. The goal is to better convey watches and warnings inland instead of focusing solely on the coasts. It will be used in addition to the current graphic. The new prototype cone will include painted inland areas with color-coded watches and warnings. The National Weather Service says that it will hopefully convey a truer depiction of the wind threat as hurricanes and tropical storms move onshore.
Well, that'll be a good thing. Sometimes as we watch that cone, is it coming here or is it not?
Yes.
Well, speaking of coming here or not, we're talking about spring. It's not Groundhog Day in Santa Rosa County. Today, at the Gulf Breeze Zoo, it was Giraffe Day.
And whereas Kenya the Giraffe has established herself as possessing unique and valuable skills in making accurate and useful predictions, while Puck Stefani Phil has established himself as a, let's be honest, an ill-tempered, dubious, and unreliable predictor of anything.
That's Commissioner Colton Wright, who issued the proclamation. Kenya, the beloved reticulated giraffe, made two predictions today. One, it'll be an early spring in our area. And two, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl.
Well, I hope he's right about one of he or she is right about one of those.
Which one?
Oh, I hope he's right about the Chiefs winning. Because I don't want the Niners to tie my Steelers in Super Bowl win counts, Lombardi counts. Well, and I want cold weather for as long as we can have it.
I'm on the opposite side from you when it comes to the Super Bowl.
Oh, come on. Let's be real here. Like this early spring talk, it's already feeling like spring as we speak in Florida.
Just a little chilly.
Yeah, whatever. 620 here.
Well, if you're from up north, I know you're going to go, it's not that cold.
I am from the south like all my life. So yes, this is if it's 30 degrees, my timbers are officially shivered. 620 here. We will take a quick break. When we return, state headlines and national headlines. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for a theological seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman. Brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you could start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 6:25 here, we will get another quick check of our roads and weather because we did have more to report on than usual, starting with an accident report that we had on North Blue Angel Parkway, especially if you are traveling south from the intersection with Mobile Highway, going just past Bankhead Drive. We've still got some backups in that area, some minor ones if you're traveling northbound as well. So look out for that if you are heading towards that area at all. We also have an accident report. It has since been confirmed. This was my suspicion. If you are on Gulf Beach Highway traveling either east or west near Athens Avenue, we have an accident report there that's causing heavy backups on both sides there as well. Outside of Pensacola, Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking good. Navarre Parkway is looking all right. And Caroline Street's looking fine as well, other than some minor backups if you're traveling over traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
Well, checking the forecast, looks like it's going to be a nice night tonight, low about 46. Tomorrow, mostly sunny to start off with, high about 65. Clouds moving in, though, tomorrow and into tomorrow night, and then the rain starts to arrive tomorrow night, low about 54. Sunday, showers, some heavy showers, perhaps, and very windy, high about 66 degrees. Temperature-wise, 57 right now in Pensacola, 57 also in Gulf Breeze, and 56 in Milton. On News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable.
Thank you very much, Steve. Getting into state headlines here. The FAA confirms that three people are dead following a plane crash in Clearwater last night. That includes the pilot and two people on the ground at the Bayside Waters Mobile Home Park. Records obtained by FlightAware show that the plane had left Vero Beach an hour before the crash, and the intended destination was St. Petersburg. The crash and fire destroyed one mobile home and heavily damaged three others.
Well, condolences are pouring in across the state following the death of a Florida Highway Patrol trooper. Trooper Zachary Fink died this morning in a crash involving a tractor-trailer on I-95 in St. Lucie County. In a social media post, Governor Ron DeSantis said Fink died in the line of duty while attempting to detain a fleeing felon in St. Lucie County.
And a bill that will allow minors to work up to 40 hours a week is moving forward in Tallahassee. A state House committee yesterday passed House Bill 49. The bill allows 16 and 17-year-olds to work more than 30 hours a week during the school year. It also allows them to work more than 8 hours before a school day. A Senate version of the bill passed committee this week.
A kid working 8 hours before a school day is going to be a really tired kid.
Yeah, I know.
Well, House Speaker Paul Renner says lawmakers will revise the bill aimed at keeping children off of social media. What those revisions are is not exactly clear, but it's an effort to fend off expected legal challenges. Opponents of the bill have said the federal judges have blocked similar social media restrictions in other states.
Andy State is dealing with a setback in its plan to restrict some Chinese residents from buying land. A federal appeals court ruled against the state yesterday in a lawsuit filed by two Chinese plaintiffs over SB 264. The law bans people from China and other countries of concern from buying certain pieces of land in the state. And the court ruled federal law probably supersedes the state law and that the judges blocked the state from applying the law to the plaintiffs.
Governor Ron DeSantis is sounding off on reports the Biden administration is looking at how to recognize the Palestinian state.
Hamas and other Palestinian Arabs, they don't want their own state. They want the annihilation of Israel. They want the annihilation of the Jewish state. That is what motivates them.
Well, Secretary of State Antony Blinken has reportedly asked the State Department to conduct a review and present policy options on possible U.S. and international recognition of a Palestinian state after the war in Gaza ends.
Moving on to national headlines here, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Everyone is safe after two gunmen described as pro-Hamas suicide bombers stormed a Procter & Gamble U.S.-owned factory in Turkey yesterday. They took seven hostages in a standoff with police that lasted hours. AFP reports that the police staged a raid when the pair were taking a bathroom break and took them into custody.
Well, the U.S. struck 85 Iranian-backed targets today. Retired four-star General Barry McCaffrey says the Middle East is the focal point of worldwide aggression.
We're going to have to stand up to this or throw in the towel and withdraw from the region, which it just doesn't make any sense.
CENTCOM says it conducted airstrikes against the targets in Syria and Iraq. The statement goes on to say CENTCOM used long-range bombers in the attack that started at 4 p.m. Eastern and also used other assets, dropping 125 precision bombs. The targets included munition centers and intelligence offices associated with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. The strikes come after the drone attack from Iranian-backed militias that led to the deaths of those three U.S. service members in Jordan who are returned to the states today.
And forecasters are warning that the Pineapple Express heading to California could have life-threatening impacts.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, the National Weather Service in Los Angeles says that an atmospheric river could bring up to 8 inches of rain from San Diego to Monterey, California, from late Saturday into early Wednesday. Los Angeles could see over 5 inches of rain in just 3 days.
That's probably about half the rain they get all year in L.A. I mean, it's basically, if you've never been there, it's very dry.
Yeah, so from what I hear, and that's why fires are so easy to start there and stuff. Yeah, it sounds like a pretty rough gig.
Well, the man convicted of one of the largest breaches in CIA history is receiving a 40-year prison sentence. Former CIA officer Joshua Adam Schulte was convicted of the Vault 7 leak as well as for possession of child sexual abuse images. He left the CIA back in 2016, providing WikiLeaks with classified data, which was then published.
6:30 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Going to take a quick break here. Got Fox News coming up, followed by CBS Sports Minute, and then we'll have some sports headlines of our own. Don't go anywhere.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden issues a public statement as the U.S. launches retaliatory airstrikes after three American service members were killed in a drone attack in Jordan. Fox's Rich Edson reports from the White House.
He says this afternoon, at his direction, U.S. military forces struck targets at facilities in Iraq and Syria. He goes on to say that our response began today and it will continue at a time and place of our choosing.
The airstrikes for tonight have ended, but more are expected in the coming days. Several migrants are accused of assaulting NYPD officers in Times Square. Most have been released without bail. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg with a statement.
In Manhattan, we do not tolerate or accept assaults on police officers.
Police say the migrants are making lewd gestures at tourists, mainly women, before the incident. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Somebody is now the owner of six Air Jordan sneakers bought today at a Sotheby's New York auction for $8 million. Dubbed the Dynasty Collection, the set of shoes was sold to an anonymous buyer, that final price tag setting a new global benchmark for game-worn sneakers. The transaction further cements NBA Hall of Famer Michael Jordan as being at the very top of the sports memorabilia world. Intel is reportedly delaying the construction timetable for a $20 billion chip manufacturing project in Ohio. The Wall Street Journal says the decision is due to market challenges and the slow rollout of U.S. government grant money to grow the domestic industry. The company had expected to start making new semiconductors there early next year. Shares of Intel fell 1.75% on the news today. Stocks wrapped up another winning week with a positive Friday session. Both the Dow Industrials up 134 points and the S&P 500 up 52, logging fresh closing highs. That's Your Money Now.
Pensacola Little Theater presents The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, February 2nd through the 18th. See the story that's visually told through the mind of 15-year-old Christopher John Francis Boone, a mathematical genius with an unspecified autism spectrum disorder. The show is a mystery surrounding the death of Wellington, his neighbor's dog. Get your tickets now for The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime at the Pensacola Little Theater box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. LeBron James can become a free agent at the end of the season. Maybe he stays in Los Angeles or eventually lands where his son gets drafted, whenever that may be. I think LeBron should let Bronny do his own thing, and the Kings should leave LA to try and win one more championship. And five destinations LeBron should consider this summer are the Dallas Mavericks, Golden State Warriors, New York Knicks, Miami Heat, and Philadelphia 76ers. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football's biggest game day is almost here. Total Wine is your place for all your game day needs. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Football's biggest game day is almost here. Total Wine is your place for all your game day needs. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. We've had some incidents happen throughout this hour. Hopefully they are dying down soon. Let's take a quick look here. We did have a lot of backups going both ways on North Blue Angel Parkway, both north and south, near Bankhead Drive from an accident that occurred there. That's near the intersection with Mobile Highway. A lot of the congestion in that area seems to be dying down, luckily. However, we do have some bad news. If you are on Gulf Beach Highway, whether it be you're traveling east or west, near what road is this here? Athens Avenue. If you are in that area, we've got a lot of backups there still, so look out for that. Besides that, though, Gulf Breeze Parkway looking good. Further east towards Navarre Parkway, that's looking good as well. And any of the congestion on Caroline Street has seemingly smoothened out as well.
Well, checking the forecast for the weekend. Looks good for tomorrow. Tonight should be clear, low about 46. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine to start off with, high about 65 degrees. But clouds are going to move in tomorrow night. Breezy and rain is then moving in, low about 54. Sunday, don't make any plans outside because it'll be showery, some heavy showers. Very windy, high about 66 degrees. Right now, it's a little chilly. Temperatures dropping a bit. 57 degrees in Pensacola. 57 also in Gulf Breeze and 56 in Milton at News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, sir. 6:38 here. Moving on to some sports headlines. We'll start with the NBA. The reigning MVP is dealing with a major injury. The Philadelphia 76ers say that star center Joel Embiid has a meniscus injury in his left knee. You don't have to know anatomy or be a doctor to know that anything to do with your knee, meniscus, anything to do with your...
bad.
Yeah, really anything to do with your leg. Meniscus, ACL, MCL, all of it's bad news. Team doctors will weigh treatment options over the weekend.
Well, this is sort of a sports story. The three men who were found dead and frozen at a Kansas City Chiefs watch party had three times the lethal amount of fentanyl, along with cocaine and THC. That's according to the toxicology reports that were released. They were discovered at their friend Jordan Willis's Kansas City home in his backyard January the 9th, 2 days after the game. Willis claims he went to bed and had no idea his friends were in the backyard. Willis, an HIV scientist, has since checked himself into rehab, and he's not been charged, but the investigation is continuing to that.
My goodness. The NHL All-Star Skills Competition is currently underway on ESPN, and the official All-Star Games themselves are tomorrow. The two semifinal games are at 2 p.m. and 4 p.m., followed by the final at 6 p.m. All of those games are going to be on ABC, with the winners getting a $1 million prize.
Well, we're talking about the NHL. They're sending the players to the Olympics for the first time since 2014. The league made the announcement today in Toronto and said it committed to the next two Olympics, the one in 2026 and the one in 2030. It also announced an event called the Four Nation Face-Off that's taking place a year from now in the U.S. and Canada. The four-team tournament will feature the U.S., Canada, Sweden, and Finland. NHL All-Star Weekend will not take place unfortunately, during the 2024-25 season.
Oh, that sucks. Moving to the NFL here, the NFL's Pro Bowl game. See, they got some fun little festivities going on, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Their Pro Bowl games began yesterday with a skills showdown of their own, but the Pro Bowl itself will take place Sunday at 2 p.m. You can catch the action on both ABC and ESPN, and, of course, similarly to the NHL All-Star Games, it will be streaming on ESPN+.
And, of course, that game is in Orlando. College basketball action tomorrow, Florida visits Texas A&M. Miami hosts Virginia Tech. FSU is going to visit Louisville, also play basketball. UCF hosts 24-ranked Oklahoma, and South Florida visits North Texas. Elsewhere, the 23rd-ranked FAU hosts Tulsa, while FIU entertains Sam Houston State.
That's right.
The way the ball bounces.
Yeah, quite a loaded slate there. 641, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just got done with sports headlines there. Moving on to health, business, and science notes. Job growth is off to a strong start in 2024. The Labor Department says that 353,000 jobs were added to the U.S. economy last month.
Wow.
Yeah, that's nearly double the increase economists expected. The unemployment rate held steady at 3.7% in January.
That's very good news. Mm-hmm. Well, TikTok has become one of the most popular sources for financial tips, speaking of finances, also for advice. That's particularly among the Generation Z. Gen Zers are nearly five times more likely to get financial advice from social media than adults in their 40s or older, like me, according to the creditcards.com report. However, only 20% of the so-called thinfluencer content that contained investment recommendations included any form of disclosure. So you might say, you're reading something that says you want to do this, do that with your money. Well, check it out.
Yeah, this is the typical good, bad situation, the typical pro and con when it just comes to the internet as a whole. I hope if you are getting information, because that is what the internet is supposed to be for, I hope if you are getting information, it is accurate.
Yeah.
Don't listen to some shady dude. Tesla is recalling over 2 million vehicles over claims that the warning lights on its display panel are too small.
Too small?
Yeah, I know. The National Highway The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, there we go, announced a recall, saying that it found the issue during a routine audit. The agency said that the small font on its warning lights could increase crash risks by making it harder to read critical safety information. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I will say we've covered Teslas on multiple occasions here and on Pensacola right now. And I have to say, unless you've got money and you want clout, I don't see any reason to buy these things at this point.
Well, there's a case of seasickness. But over 120 passengers and crew aboard the Queen Victoria cruise ship have become basically worse than seasick in recent weeks with a gastrointestinal illness. Yeesh. You see, the CDC reported yesterday that the ship, which departed on January 22nd for Florida, is set to head to Aruba, Guatemala, Cabo San Lucas, San Francisco, and Hawaii before it ends on February the 12th. So imagine being sick on a ship and you can't get off.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and that's the thing. If I have said this once, I have said it a million times. I get sick and flipping tired sick. See what I did there? I get sick and tired of people going on cruises. I'm not much of an outgoing person. I don't go out and do stuff and party. I would hate to be on a cruise. Oh. Like that just sounds miserable to me. And this is one reason why. Let's see here. Just 6:44. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here because we do have a couple things to report on. So it looks like we've got a ramp here towards downtown Pensacola. On I-110, we've got some backups near the Gregory Street area. The entire ramp that's looping around here, we've got a lot of issues there. Do not have confirmation of an accident report, so I don't want to necessarily say that it's that. However, it looks like that could very well be the case, so hopefully that'll clear up soon. Speaking of accident reports, we do have one still on Gulf Beach Highway, going both ways near Athens Avenue. We've still got backups in that area, especially if you're heading westbound coming from South Fairfield Drive. So once again, if you're in that area, look out for that. Outside of that, there does not appear to be anything in Pensacola or Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, or Caroline Street that's going to be holding you up for too long.
Well, in the forecast, tonight should be nice, clear, low about 46 degrees. Tomorrow, starting off nice, one of the big things happening in the area is the Frostbite Regatta. It's basically a sailboat race out in Pensacola Bay, and a lot of local sailors are entering it. But the forecast for them, the winds are going to be picking up through the day, so keep an eye on that as you're working your way through the racing in the Frostbite Regatta. High tomorrow should be about 65 degrees, but tomorrow night the clouds move in, rain moves in when the wind starts really picking up, low about 54. Sunday showers, very windy, high about 66 degrees. It's 57 in Pensacola, 57 in Gulf Breeze, and 56 in Milton. News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Steve. Shortly before the traffic and weather update there, I was talking about my, for the lack of a better word, disgust at the thought of going on a cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it for free, but one reason that kind of takes away from its appeal is how much it costs. Well, this is pretty much on par with how ridiculous that is. Apple CEO Tim Cook welcomed customers at its New York City Fifth Avenue store today who were in line to buy Apple's first new product in 7 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What could it be, you may
ask? What could it be?
Well, today, Apple officially launched the Vision Pro, a mixed reality headset that retails at $3,500.
Oh, boy.
My goodness. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I don't care too much for this idea. I don't care too much for cruises. But when I'm opening my wallet, I ain't got time for both.
Oh, boy. Well, let's move into some pop culture soft news right now. You know, actor Carl Weathers, he has died at the age of 76 years old.
Ain't gonna be no rematch. Ain't gonna be no rematch.
The wrong one.
He is best known for starring as Apollo Creed in the first four Rocky movies. He also appeared in Happy Gilmore, Predator, and Action Jackson.
Oh, well, that's upsetting.
Going to miss him.
Absolutely. A very, very, very stacked resume there. Federal prosecutors are investigating allegations of sexual assault and sex trafficking against WWE co-founder Vince McMahon. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. Authorities in New York have reportedly been in contact with women who have accused McMahon of sexual misconduct over the years.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, McMahon resigned last week from WWE after a former employee filed a lawsuit that accused him of trafficking her to other men inside of the company and sexually abusing her.
Oh, boy. Well, you remember yesterday we were talking about the guy with the father's decapitated head at a YouTube video?
Yes, I do.
Well, prosecutors say that man is accused of showing his father's decapitated head in a YouTube video. He allegedly bought a gun the day before killing him in Pennsylvania. Justin Moans, the guy's name, he gave a politically charged rant on YouTube while displaying the head. Police arrested the 32-year-old man after he broke into a state National Guard facility with a handgun. He told authorities he was there to mobilize the Pennsylvania National Guard against the federal government, according to the prosecutor. His father worked for the U.S. Army of Corps of Engineers. Court filings show Moan is being held without bond on charges including murder and abuse of a corpse.
Yeah. My goodness. Yeah, how horrible. Brad Pitt is in talks to reunite with Quentin Tarantino for what will be the director's final film.
Really?
Yeah, the status of the deal is unclear, but the project is titled The Movie Critic, which is reportedly set in Southern California during the 1970s. It is said to center around a film reviewer inspired by late New Yorker writer Pauline Kael.
Well, NBC Universal's ordered a pilot for a Suits spinoff, which is set in Los Angeles. The new series, Suits LA, follows a former federal prosecutor from New York whose private LA firm is at a crisis point. You see, the original Suits ran for about 9 seasons on USA Network, but it recently regained popularity after the first 8 seasons were added on Netflix.
And Jim Carrey is set to return for Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Variety reports that Carrey will reprise his role as the villainous Dr. Robotnik that he played in the first two films. The franchise has so far made over $870 million at the global box office, so definitely a cash cow there. 6:49, we will take our last break of the hour and of this evening and of the week. When we return, we will have wacky and weird stories along with some good news to finish us off here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddleboat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play P Cola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour and for this evening. Let's see. Looking at traffic here, we did have a couple of incidents. One near the I-110 area. If you're getting off near Gregory Street, downtown Pensacola, we've got a lot of backups in that area. Once again, no confirmation on if that is a traffic accident there, but I can't imagine what else it would be. Speaking of traffic accidents, we had one on Gulf Beach Highway near Athens Avenue that's still causing some backups. Hopefully that will die down soon, though. Outside of that, looking around here, there does not appear to be anything that's going to hold you up for too long.
Well, in the forecast, tonight should be clear, low about 46 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny at first, clouds starting to move in toward the afternoon, high about 65 degrees, but tomorrow night, everything changes. Clouds, breezy rain, low about 54, and Sunday should be, well, a day to stay inside. Showers, some of them heavy and very windy, high about 66 degrees. It's chilling down a little bit, 56 degrees right now in Pensacola, 56 also in Gulf Breeze, and 55 in Milton. And that's the forecast on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, sir. 655, getting into some wacky and weird headlines here. Taggers have somehow graffitied 27 stories of a 53-story skyscraper in downtown Los Angeles.
Wow.
Yeah, it happened at the Oceanwide Plaza across from Crypto.com Arena. The three-tower complex has been sitting dormant for 5 years after the developer ran out of money to finish construction. Video taken late Tuesday night shows a person on a balcony of the building that was tagged.
Well, an asteroid the size of a football stadium zoomed past Earth today.
My goodness.
Astronomers tracked the path of the asteroid. It's estimated to be about 890 feet wide. The asteroid was within 1.7 million miles of our planet. This was the first time it passed by Earth since 2016. Next time it comes around our way in 2032, it'll be about 45 million miles away. The Virtual Telescope Project live streamed the event on YouTube, so those who are wanting to catch a glimpse of the mammoth asteroid can view the video. Well, too bad the dinosaurs didn't have access to watch the asteroid on YouTube 65 million years ago.
I think YouTube was the least of their concerns.
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
Duck!
Yeah. A small town in New Hampshire is upset about a new business called the Diaper Spa, where people wear diapers and pretend to be infants.
Really?
Yeah. The owner is apparently a therapist who says it's not a fetish thing. She claims that it's a form of therapy to help people process issues from their childhood. Some of the services on her website include a two-hour session described as a spa-like nursery experience for the little one inside of you. That will cost you $600, but for $1,500, you can get a one-night diaper B&B that comes with top-notch care and pampering services.
Well, who's the lucky one? How much do they get paid to change those diapers and put the baby powder on you?
I have no clue. I mean, my goodness.
Well, somebody asked doctors to name the weirdest item they've seen patients bring to the ER with them when they go to the ER. You see, some of the highlights include Christmas lights to hang above their bed and a suitcase full of French toast. Maybe they didn't
want
to eat the hospital food. But here's some other things that people brought. A half-eaten raw chicken. You see, the guy wanted the hospital to test it to see if it was raw. Couldn't tell by looking. Also, people brought their own thermometer so they can double check the work of the doctors. An emotional support duck. And also a live chicken because those people didn't want to leave it in their car.
Why did you bring the chicken with you?
I know.
I don't know. I don't know why I'm trying to make sense out of this stuff. You were reading it off. You're like, a suitcase full of French toast. And I'm like, uh-huh. All right. Yeah. And then you're like, half-eaten raw chicken. And I didn't get that. The own thermometer thing, that just seems like kind of like a sense of entitlement. Or maybe like a sense of I don't know if entitlement is the right word.
Mistrust of the doctor, apparently. You know?
Yeah, it's like,
I don't believe your thermometer. I'll use mine.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever that's about. An emotional support duck. That's not a surprise. Ducks are pretty charismatic. Not only that, but we hear a lot about emotional support animals and stuff, and they're increasingly common out in society.
Yeah.
Some good news here. Cops in England stopped a guy when they saw him running with a fridge strapped to his back.
You mean a refrigerator? He was running with a refrigerator strapped to his back.
Yeah. Just in case. I will repeat that. Okay. Yeah. Not just, I don't know if it was a mini fridge. It had to have been a mini fridge. Yeah. We haven't discussed that.
Yeah.
There's no chance.
It's a fridge. It's not light.
Oh, no. I mean, mini fridges are huge as well. Yeah,
What was he doing with it, though?
He was running with it on his back, but it turned out he wasn't stealing it.
Oh.
His name is Daniel Fairbrother, and he's training for a marathon to raise money and support a buddy with diabetes. He's trying to break the record for fastest marathon while carrying a household appliance.
And he chose a refrigerator.
Yeah.
Not something light like a can opener.
Exactly.
That's an appliance.
Yeah, it's a household appliance. Yeah. If it's just any old thing that you apply in your household, I mean, I feel like this is, I don't know how far he's running, but I feel like this is
how fast he's running either.
Yeah, that too. So I feel like this record could be breakable, but I wouldn't want to follow him up because it sounds like he's doing it for a pretty good cause. 6:59. That just about does it for us. That's the end of tonight, and that's the end of this week. You've been listening to Pensacola Right Now with News Radio 92.3. Should be Joe and Austin come next Monday. Steve. Yes, Steve, thank you very much for coming in these past couple days. We greatly appreciate it.
Have a good weekend.
Absolutely. Good night, everybody. We will see you next week.